Indiana real estate headlines. New Indiana property records search tool centralizes owner, deed, and permit data. PropertyChecker.com launched a unified Indiana database to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. EN real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research with one portal instead of fragmented county systems. Bookmark hindiana.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next Indiana transaction. Indiana real estate headlines. Indiana Public Records Online Directory, a new resource for IN real estate pros. The Indiana Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to Indiana public records through a single web portal. Real estate professionals in IN can streamline due diligence on properties, ownership histories, and liens without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark https://publicrecords.nonline.com/stateIN for faster public records research on your next Indiana transaction. Indiana real estate headlines. IN Assessor's Administrative Code now available online. The Indiana Department of Local Government Finance has made the full Department Administrative Code accessible through its Assessor's Resource page. Real estate professionals in IN rely on these administrative rules to understand property assessment standards and ensure compliance in transactions. Review the complete administrative code at the DLGF Assessor's page to stay current on IN property assessment regulations. Indiana real estate headlines. Indiana commission rates hold at 5.6%. What IN agents should know. A new breakdown explains how Indiana's average 5%-6% real estate commissions work, how they're split, and whether they're negotiable. Understanding commission structures helps Indiana agents clearly communicate value to clients and navigate competitive pricing conversations. Review the full commission breakdown at hdpiado.houseozo.com/blog/real estate commissions in Indiana/. Indiana real estate updates. Indian County Property Appraiser Search, new tool for IN home value lookups. The Indian County Property Appraiser offers an online record search tool that displays home values and tax assessments. IN real estate professionals can leverage this data for comparable sales analysis and client consultations on property valuations. Access the search tool at hindiancountypropertyappraiser.org/ to review current tax assessments. Indiana real estate updates. New Indiana Building Permit Guide streamlines permitting for local professionals. PermitFlow has published a complete guide to building permits in Indiana, plus resources and municipal guides to simplify permitting. Real estate professionals in IN can use this centralized resource to navigate permit requirements more efficiently, reducing delays in transactions and development timelines. Bookmark hww.permitflow.com/stayindiana for quick access to Indiana-specific permit resources. Indiana real estate updates. What IN real estate pros should know about 2022 realtor commission trends. A guide to realtor commission fees, how to find low commission agents, and low rate options in Indiana. Understanding local commission structures helps Indiana agents stay competitive and gives brokers insight into pricing pressures in their market. Review the commission breakdowns to benchmark your own fee structure. htav.quadwalls.com/blogs/real-estate-agent-commission-rates in Northwest Indiana-2021. Indiana Real Estate Updates, indy.gov, see source. Learn more at https://www.indy.gov/activity-residential-development-permits. Indiana Real Estate Updates. Porter County IN launches centralized record search portal for land records, liens, and more. Porter County now offers online searches for land records, liens, property taxes and assessments, GIS maps, and military discharge copies through a single county portal. Real estate professionals in IN can streamline due diligence, title research, and property valuation by accessing multiple record types in one centralized Porter County system. Bookmark https://www.portercountyin.gov/1897/record-searches for your next transaction in Porter County. Indiana real estate updates. Indiana Real Estate Commission averages 6.08% above national norm. A Fast Expert survey found the average real estate commission in Indiana is 6.08%, which exceeds the U.S. average of 5.57%. For Indiana agents and brokers, this above-average rate signals strong local market conditions and potential negotiating room with seller clients. Review your commission structure against this statewide benchmark at the full Fast Expert analysis. Background and context. why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of IN cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles, depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.